Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Riz, and I have a rather different podcast for you. I thought, well, let's do something different. This podcast centers around something that is surprisingly not well known by many people, and I was surprised to find out how many people don't actually know how to do this. So I thought, why not educate? Since that's a very powerful tool is knowledge, and should be furthered and utilized as much as possible. I will now cease to ramble and I will get on with what I'm going to do. What we are going to discuss today is something rather sophisticated, rather complex, however, at the same time, very entertaining. And I'm going to discuss the art of the paper aeroplane. On this podcast, I will show you, dear listener, how to create a paper aeroplane. Now, in front of me here, I do actually have a box. This box is just there, just so I have something to lean on. And I have a sheet of A4, piece of paper. Now, first of all, we need to discuss the fact that when you begin, the objective to create the best paper aeroplane you can is to ensure that the aeroplane is as aerodynamic as possible. The best planes tend to be made with square paper. However, we do not have that luxury quite often, and most sheets of paper do tend to be rectangle. They're not often the best for making paper aeroplanes. However, for the purposes of this, and for most people, it's all we have. So in front of me, I have an A4 sheet of paper, which I'm holding up right now. Which has got some interesting text, but that's irrelevant. So, I'm holding it widthways. The length, the longer side, is going from top to bottom. Now, you can actually create the paper aeroplane this way, or you could actually turn it over so the longer sides are at your top and bottom, and your shorter sides are on your left and right. But I'm going to do it the other way on this occasion. Now, these instructions are, I'm going to make them as simple as possible. However, I would suggest perhaps grabbing a piece of paper and following along. Okay, so here we hold this piece of paper. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to rest it down on the table. Now the first thing to do, like I said, because I've got it lengthways, so that the two longer sides are on the left and right, and the shorter sides are at the top of the bottom of the sheet of paper. I'm going to fold it over in half. And that is so that it creates a long, thin rectangle shape. Then I'm just going to fold this. What I'm doing is I'm just making sure that it's as even as possible. It's hard to get these things properly even. So now the paper is folded in half. And I'm just making sure this is the case. And I'm just making sure that the fold is secure. You have to make sure that these folds, when they count, they really do count. Okay, now I'm going to open out this piece of folded paper. And what this has given us is a place where we can aim the corners. So you take the top left or right-hand corner, it doesn't matter which, at all, and you fold it in towards the fold in the middle of your piece of paper. Only the corner, so not the rest of it, just the corner, so that when you fold it into the corner, you have one corner missing of your rectangle piece of paper, because it's been folded in. So we fold it in like thus. You fold it in so it just about touches the actual middle where your actual fold is. So it meets it just perfectly. So when you fold your sheet over, again, back in the half that you created originally, it fits in well with that and it folds correctly. Now, so you do that with one top corner, and then you repeat the same thing with the second top corner. You take the corner, fold it in towards the centre, where your middle fold is, the original fold you created. And again, you make these to secure. Now, what you should have is if with your piece of paper folded up, with your piece of paper folded up, which is what I've got in front of me now, it's basically got a, it starts off as a normal rectangle at the bottom. The further up you go, and you find that the top corner of this folded up piece of paper has gone, because it has been folded up. So what we have, essentially, is a triangle on top of a rectangle in shapes. That's just a very rough description. And when you open it out, what we have is, again, a larger triangle on the top, setting on top of a rectangle. In fact, it looks quite like how kids do draw houses. When they draw houses, they draw them with the rectangle on top. And you have the two corners folded into the middle. Now, what you need to do is, once you've done this, is you fold those corners in a second time. So you fold those corners into the middle a second time. Now, this part does require that you make sure that from the real tip of the plane, right at the end, you encompass the whole corner, and this time you want the whole of the sheet to go with it. So you're folding in the whole of that side of the sheet, as such. So that you have a triangle, a very nice triangle actually. Now you will find that there is still a bit of rectangle at the bottom here. And that's not really good for aerodynamicness, but that's why I was saying that rectangles do not make good aeroplanes. So we have folded that one in, that left one in, and I'm going to fold the right one in again. The right top corner is going to be folded in towards the middle, like so. Anytime now, Riz, and you should get your measurements right. Okay. One more, my angles rather than anything else. Okay, and then again, secure your foldings by ensuring that they're, there we go, pressed. Okay, so now we have, when it's all folded up, you have more of a triangle shape. The tip at the end, and it's starting now to resemble a paper aeroplane. The tip at the end, and then it comes out, widens, and really you will get a bit of a rectangle where the tail of the plane will be. And that's just something that can't be helped. Now, the next step of the procedure is to fold, once you've got everything folded up, you need to now fold back the plane, you need to fold back the two ends. So we have the top end and the bottom end. What you do is you fold it back, I'd say, roughly, in fact, exactly back on itself. So you fold it back on itself, like so, to create the wing. And what will happen is you'll fold the whole, that you'll fold the whole side back on itself. And what you get is you get one wing. Now you repeat the same operation for the other side, folding it back upon itself, like thus, and then again, what you do from this point is you make sure your creases, your folds are solid enough. Then you make sure your tip, the tip of your plane, is nice and sharp. And we now have a paper aeroplane. Once you've folded the wings back, then you just let them unfold on their own, and they will do that. And once you've done that, you have a paper aeroplane. You have the base, the underlying part of the paper aeroplane where you can hold it. And you have the wings, you have the tail, you have the tip. Now, at this point, we're going to fly the plane. In fact, I'll go to the other side here, where I've got more room. Now, I suggest if you're going to throw your plane, you throw it so that you're holding the plane in the middle-ish, not either end. And I'm going to aim for my television. Bullseye. Okay, Now, if you wish to contact me for whatever reason, don't know why you'd want to after this one anyway, my email address is rizstf@ntlworld.com. That's rizstf@ntlworld.com. And I will see you delightful folks later.